You're listening to The Record on KUOW, and I'm David Hyde with Marcy Silman. Marcy, you got big Thanksgiving plans this year?
Making dinner for a dozen people.
Wow. I'm going to be driving down the coast to Oregon. Most of us are going to be getting together with family and friends tomorrow to celebrate. We get together to eat a great meal, visit with people we love, or at least tolerate.
Always good to hear that. Thanksgiving's also a day set aside to think about what it means to do just that, give thanks. The three interfaith amigos give a lot of thought to things like thankfulness. Imam Jamal Rahman is co-founder and Muslim Sufi minister at the Interfaith Community Sanctuary. Pastor Don McKenzie is the retired minister at Seattle's University Congregational United Church of Christ. Rabbi Ted Falcon teaches Jewish meditation and spirituality. He's the founder of Beit Aleph Meditative Synagogue. The three friends dropped by our station last week to talk about thankfulness and gratitude, and Rabbi Ted told me that those two words are not synonymous.
The spiritual path is to open to gratitude irrespective of conditions.
What does that mean?
Well, because most of the time we think of being thankful when something good happens, and when something bad happens, we're no longer thankful.
Well, that's interesting. So we should be grateful all the time.
Well, it's like the spirituality raises us, allows us to raise to a position where we are no longer so controlled by conditions, because we're victims of the condition. Our hearts open and close if conditions are good or bad, if people treat us nicely or poorly. And it's like, how do we get control of our own emotions, our own feelings? This thing where we say, "You make me so mad," is always a dangerous sentence, because no, I make me mad.
You say conditions. I was thinking situational. And so
yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, Don and Jamal, when you contemplate having gratitude in the world on a daily basis, are the obstacles conditional or situational, as Ted suggests?
I'm from a country called Bangladesh, which is about half the size of Oregon. In that space, we have half the population of the United States in it. So the seventh largest country in population, a lot of tidal waves, a lot of people who die. There was a survey about 15 years ago, which is the happiest country in the world. And they chose Bangladesh. And one reason they gave was people are grateful. Like Brother Ted said, when they have cultivated and practiced gratitude in good times, it sustains them to accept what is happening in not so good times and be sort of aware of the mystery and that it will pass. So like the great mystics say, this is the best prayer. Oh God, when afflictions happen, save me from its harm, but please do not deprive me of its good.
And the good is recognizing that this too shall pass?
That's one of them. And maybe it's part of a larger, more mysterious story we're not privy to. But of course, that's the worst thing to say to somebody who's suffering.
Yeah.
Let it emerge from within in good time from that same person.
So in the best sense, I would say, Marcy, that gratitude, as my colleagues have been suggesting, it's a way of understanding experience. But it takes spiritual practices, practice, to overcome those things that we all get into that stuff, and our egos keep us responding to things negatively so often. And yet it is possible. And this is one of the teachings, I think, of each of our traditions. It is possible through spiritual practice to develop gratitude as a way of understanding experience. It's never going to be perfect. But, it reflects that glass is half full.
In Jewish tradition, the very first prayer that's said in the morning, even before you get out of bed, the first words, "Mode ani lefanecha," I give thanks in your presence, Holy One, for allowing me to awaken, for allowing me to feel the connection to the world, for allowing me to have the experiences that are about to happen. Pastor Don and his wife recite that
every
morning.
Every day, yeah.
And you
using
the
Ted's translation. Yeah. Yeah.
He's a happy person.
Okay, the translation is, "I thank you, living and eternal being, for you have mercifully restored my soul within me. Your faithfulness is great."
It's an interesting thing, because here we are speaking on the eve of a holiday that I think came, or at least I was taught, emerged from the pilgrims giving thanks for the bounty, for having survived pretty horrible conditions when they moved to the United States. That's the roots of this American holiday. But that seems sort of situational, Ted, isn't it? A little bit?
I think it is, and I think it always strikes me as limiting to think, okay, wait a minute, there's one day during the year where we're going to give thanks. And that needs to be a day during the year. It gets to be a holiday, so families can come together in ways they can't, you know, under regular working conditions. But it reminds us of something that we're to hold in our hearts and hold in our minds all the time. It's like Mother's Day. You know what? Only one day a year we're going to be nice to our mothers.
I also got to thinking about the externalities and internalities, if those are words, of gratitude. There are ways, like reciting a prayer every morning or trying to be in that moment of feeling grateful for living and for what we have, and how we pass that on, how we express it in a more practical, tangible way. Does one spring from the other? If we keep doing the external, do we feel the internal at some point?
You know, I would say, as the great spiritual teachers say, if you are thankful or grateful, as an example, suppose somebody gives you a very beautiful, expensive hat to wear. Thank the giver. That's thankfulness. Hmm. But thank also the big giver who gave you a head to put the hat on. So that is important. It's really a question of practice, attitude, a vibration. The Quran says everything in the universe, in the heavens and the earth, extols the limitless glory of God. So if I am practicing gratitude in good times, I am joining a cosmic universal chorus that sustains me.
Mm. Every spiritual practice is aimed at moving us beyond simply responding to changing circumstances in the outer world, moving us into a kind of inner freedom where we are no longer victims of whatever happens in the outside. And when we do that, it's not a denial, it's not a repression of any pain that might be experienced, but it's a reclaiming of the power to make decisions, to make choices, to take the next steps.
Well, so now I'm thinking about my Thanksgiving table, Don, and since Ted just said that you and your wife recite the English version of that old Hebrew prayer every morning, how do you go beyond just, you know, maybe clasping hands and saying, gosh, we're thankful that we live here in a we have a warm house, we have a warm meal, we have our friends and family around us. What more do you do?
Well, this year, because we have moved, as you know, to Minnesota, Judy and I will be with my brother and his wife and all their kids and so forth. And so there will be a family gathering. We will join hands and be silent for a few minutes. I mean, I think that it is crucial to remember that we do have many blessings, just each other. Just holding those hands is a blessing. And yet it's also an occasion, I think, to remember that if we frame our lives with blessings, we can find resources to cope with what we would call the curses, the negative things. But if we, and we do this, we frame our lives with curses, there's no access to blessings in that way. And you know how that feels. Everybody does. So Thanksgiving can be a way of being recalled, but we have to keep being recalled. And that's part of what my colleagues are referring to when they say spiritual practices are so important.
Well, I wish you all three happy Thanksgiving and days filled with gratitude for having the head and for getting out of bed in the morning.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Yes.
The three interfaith amigos are Imam Jamal Rahman, Pastor Dom McKenzie, and Rabbi Ted Falcon. They talk about all things spiritual in our studios from time to time. They'll be back in December. David, I am thankful that I have a warm roof over my head and a lot of loving friends and family and some great colleagues like you.
Me too. Thankful to have a job, honestly.
Yeah, and in this day and age. And we're thankful for director Arwin Nix, and we're always thankful for Bernard Ouellette. And thankful for some football. We're going to talk turkey and football in the next hour.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
All of it. That's ahead on The Record here on KUOW.